Good morning. My name is John Wiederhold. I am a volunteer recruiter for the Wells Kingdom Workers. I'm here on campus today to talk about missions, but not in a way to do reports, more of to share information with you about how lay people are serving in missions. The Wells Kingdom Workers as an organization was commissioned through the Wells, but it works across both ELS and Wells missions, with people spending time from a week to several years helping out a missionary overseas. If you'd like to learn more, I'm in the Old Main area in the lobby. You're certainly welcome to stop by, talk a little bit about maybe being involved after graduation or possibly during some of your school time. Thank you.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2. Now so it was that after 3 days, they found Jesus in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" In the name of our Lord, fellow redeemed. 12-year-old Jesus made the trip from Nazareth in Galilee to Jerusalem with Mary and Joseph. Their purpose was to observe an important holiday, the Passover, the holiday that commemorated the event which gave identity to the people of Israel. They were the people who were delivered by their God, whose name was Yahweh. God had made promises to their ancestors, the patriarchs, centuries before. They were delivered from bondage and death because they were God's chosen people. They were delivered so that they could take possession of the land promised to their forefathers. They were delivered so that blessing would finally come to all the nations of the earth through the seed of Abraham, the Christ. The details of the story from Luke's gospel are few and clear and straightforward. When the festival was over and it was time to leave Jerusalem to return to Nazareth, the boy Jesus lingered behind, and his parents didn't know. And so they traveled a full day with their traveling companions from Galilee before realizing to their horror that their son was not with them. They returned to Jerusalem and looked for him for 3 days. They must have gone to all the places in the city which might have held fascination for a 12-year-old boy. There were military installations in Jerusalem. Could he possibly have been fascinated by the apparel, the equipment, and the weapons of the Roman soldiers? We know from sources outside the Bible that there was a stadium which had been built in Jerusalem. A boy from a small town like Nazareth might have been fascinated by whatever was going on there, horse racing, other kinds of competition. Or how about the marketplace? There you can find an endless array of new and strange things, things for sale that came from different distant places, people who look different and dressed in ways that a 12-year-old boy from Nazareth would never have seen, forms of entertainment that you would never see in the hills of Galilee. And there are probably one or two things going on in that market that a 12-year-old boy shouldn't know about. Mary and Joseph finally found him, but not at the military barracks, not at the stadium, not in the marketplace. They found him in the temple. He was sitting among the learned men there, engaged in the give and take of discussion. He listened to them. He asked them questions. He responded to their questions. And all who heard what he had to say were completely astonished at his understanding. And so also were Mary and Joseph when they finally found him. They could not understand why he had put him through that anguish of having to spend those days looking for him. And Jesus' comment was simply, "Why did you have to look for me? Didn't you know that this is where I would be? That I would be here in the temple tending to the affairs of my Father in my Father's house?" But they, Mary and Joseph, did not understand, Luke comments. Now an epiphany was taking place right before the eyes of those learned ones in the temple and right before the eyes of Mary and Joseph, but they did not comprehend. A moment of revelation and insight was occurring for them, but they didn't yet get it. But their inability to see the epiphany represents the inability of us all. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend it, says St. John. Is this simply a story about a child prodigy? A boy wonder who could amaze people with what his mind could do? Is this about a shining example who might inspire all of us to gain understanding of God and become like him? Just put your mind to it. Be as obedient as he was and achieve a moral perfection like his. Be as wise as he was, gain an understanding like his. Be as united with God as he was, as devoted to his Father's house and his Father's business. No, that's no epiphany at all. There is no revelation or insight there. This is the same old misguided human quest for God that has plagued humanity since the fall into sin. Such attitudes simply illustrate what St. John wrote, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend it." But a real epiphany does occur here. It was the epiphany foretold by the prophet Isaiah. In his 11th chapter, he wrote, "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord." The 12-year-old boy was the tender shoot from the stump of Jesse, descendant of the line of King David. This unique child was the branch that grew from the root of the king to whom God had given his promises. But he is more than David's son. He is the one on whom the Spirit of the Lord rests, because all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in him. In him are hidden all the treasures of divine wisdom and knowledge, because he possessed them as his very own from all eternity. In the person of that 12-year-old Jesus from Nazareth, whom people supposed was the son of Joseph the carpenter, the promised seed of Abraham had arrived, the epiphany of God's blessing to all the nations of the earth. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and became man. Here is the great epiphany, the moment of God's revelation. This child came to win our salvation for us. He came into a world where none is righteous, not even one, where no one understands, where no one seeks after God. He provides us our righteousness, our wisdom and understanding, our reconciliation with the Father. The light of Epiphany shines in him. Blessed are you in that light. Amen. Let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Please rise. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.